It's my list. Favorite summer activities. Steve catching some strays. I'll tell you why in a second. My list. Perfect day at the beach with your toes in the water. Unintentionally, the Zac Brown song, but there's a reason it's a popular song. Driving with the windows open or the top down if you have one on the perfect day. And then on the porch or in the garage watching thunderstorms pass. That was my three. Kelly, swimming, anywhere. Ditch, lake, pond.
Bathtub.
Yeah.
Bathtub. And boat days. All day on the boat. Hotwings had. Rather, Steve had.
Yeah.
Bonfire at the beach at dusk. That's a really good one. Rafting. Not rafting, but on a raft, like just soaking up the sun.
Relaxing in a pool or in a lake.
And then ice cream truck, because he wants to buy ice cream from someone on watch lists.
Yeah,
it costs more than if he had just had it at home.
Man, he just loves Popeye the Sailor Man and Pop Goes the Weasel.
Yeah. I mean, we typically don't have a ton of ice cream. Like, ice cream lasts for about 1 minute in our house. Yeah. So it's not readily available. But if that truck comes by, I'm an adult. I have money.
Yeah.
I can buy things.
You can do it, man.
I don't have to ask permission.
There is a time a few weeks ago where the kids were eating ice cream from us, and they heard that stupid song, and one of them threw their dish with almost a full bowl of ice cream in the sink to run and get their birthday money.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
I get it.
They're
going to
have so much debt when they get older because they are not learning anything.
That's all right. Mm-hmm. That's delicious.
Steve is taking strays for not choosing anything more Jersey specific. Like,
oh,
what about
course,
eating fries on the boardwalk while you're strolling, Steve?
What about sitting in traffic on the parkway?
What about like taking the T-tops out of your high rock?
All right. Who wants to go next?
Me.
Nate, Hot Wings, or Tommy? It's up in the air.
I think Tommy wants to go next.
No, he has to go last.
Yeah, Tommy's last.
And then Maitland definitely buzzed in next, and then Hot Wings last.
Yeah, trying to stick it to him.
Why are you sticking it to me?
Hot Wings, go ahead.
For you. Okay. My first one is sitting on your deck with a cold beer, admiring your yard after you mowed it, and it's looking good.
Yeah.
That smell of fresh cut grass is awesome.
Like after you busted your ass and you just
get
to kick back and everything looks nice and
that is pretty good.
It's so satisfying. My second one, kayaking on a calm lake. It's no fun if you're on like an all sports lake where there's motorboats and stuff, but if you're just out like on a nice calm lake where they don't allow motors and stuff like that, man, it's so calming and relaxing. You just hear the water clicking by the sides of the boat, and
that's a good morning one too.
Yeah. Good morning or evening. And my last one is making love in the back of a pickup under the stars near a bonfire.
Oh wow, sweaty.
Yeah,
you have to park your pickup by a bonfire.
Well, I mean, if you're lucky. You know, you might not always have a bonfire nearby, but but it's nice if you have one.
Do you put something in the back of the pickup to lay on?
That's a good idea. It's a good idea to have a blanket.
Yeah, you gotta do that.
Yeah, well,
they make mattresses now that like they
fit
vehicle
right in.
Specific.
Yeah,
do you have
little cutouts for wheel wells and everything?
Say you're really committed to this hobby.
No, I don't. I don't have a bed specific mattress.
Those
types of things usually start off by just looking at the stars. You got to put a blanket back.
Yeah. Probably had some of those lawn admiration beers earlier, and all of a sudden starts.
Yeah.
You start getting the rub from your zipper, and you're like, I got to find someone.
A little bit, yeah.
It just sounds like a good way to get mosquito bites on your bits.
It does, doesn't it?
No, the fire's there to keep the mosquitoes away.
Yeah, I mean,
got a citronella candle.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
it
true.
Helps. Yeah, it helps.
What a wonderful smell.
Helps if there's a little bit of a breeze that keeps them at bay.
That's true.
As well. Yeah, it's not bad. Yeah, and if you're hard pressed, like my backyard, I get Wi-Fi all the way back out there, so, no one's around.
You can just drop
the
hammer
yourself. Yeah, you can just do it by yourself.
Do you sit on your hand first so it feels like somebody else?
No, not necessarily.
Does any point of that feel pathetic to you? Like the point where you're getting in your truck to drive it out onto your lawn into the backyard? Or what about when you're pulling up the website on your phone and you're sitting in the bed of your truck?
Oh, phone, that's nonsense. You take your laptop, Steve.
Yeah,
it's like having
a
television.
Screen?
Yeah, and then when you're done, you can watch a Marvel movie. I haven't done that by myself.
Fling off your hand
in
the fire.
I could, though.
All right, mate.
Yeah.
All right.
Good luck.
First up, we got tubing.
Yep.
That's not like Tom. It's not like Steve with like floating on a raft. That's
totally
being
different.
Yanked around by someone's dad who's trying to hurt you.
Okay, you want to be yanked around by a dad.
Yeah. Yes. You're flinging around in the water.
Okay.
I have
right.
so many memories as a kid of like my elbows just being rubbed raw from like trying to stay
from
on a tube.
From being yanked by dads.
From being yanked by dads.
You'd think it'd be the knees.
It's also the knees.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That also happens.
Well, is there anything? I mean, it's kind of fun, but also it's kind of the worst when you're having a good time tubing and then somebody decides, oh, let's see if we can go 90
yeah.
and fling them into someone's backyard.
What? What did you go tubing
oh,
with?
Oh, you always get that driver of the boat.
Yeah.
Like,
no,
you get
I believe that's
that
true.
Fun, and it's just a blast, and you go around the lake three or four times. You go, oh, I'm tired. They go, okay, great, and you're done, and then you get the person that's like, all right, this isn't successful unless I dump them.
I need someone to be hurt.
And, giving everybody migraines.
Oh, my
for the
God.
Rest of the
you
day.
Go skittering off. You have a concussion. You
screw
hit a dock.
Person.
That
you
sounds
know?
Awful.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't like that driver, but I do. Tubing is a blast.
It's so fun.
It's so much fun.
Next up, I've got summer festivals, like summer little street fairs or whatever. I absolutely love. We have so many of them here in town where you just end up downtown on a summer day and there's what Kelly has called before a two-block shutdown.
Oh, yeah.
In the summertime. And a lot of places are social districts now, so you can go grab a cocktail, walk around, see some little craft tents, maybe see some live music because there's little cover bands here, there, and everywhere. It's so fun.
I do like that. That was the one thing that came out of COVID that was good was that the increase of social districts where it was like it became more acceptable to drink outdoors.
Yeah, I mean, that
I
really
mean,
is the basics.
Because like, it used to go like you go, oh, there's a street festival going on. We'll go inside this bar, have a beer, and then go back outside.
Yes.
But now that you can take stuff and you can wander around and I'm with you, like they'll have a little stage set up. And there's a local band playing, and you're walking through a bunch of classic cars, and they've got people with booths set up. That is kind of, it's fun. That's it's a pleasant way to spend an afternoon.
Oh, yeah, when Kelly and I, when we were in Wyoming 2 weekends ago, and we woke up, and everybody said, come to Funky Junk. And we were like, yeah, we're two bitches who love walking around little street fairs.
That really was made for you, too.
Oh, yeah. It was awesome.
Yeah.
We found so many little tchotchkes and crafts and had some beers and...
Trinkets, outdoor beers, and live music. What else is
my
there?
My God, if they had
there?
Had a cage of critters,
right?
You'd there, still be there.
There probably was one somewhere. We just didn't find it.
Oh, like if they had a manatee you could pet, Kayla would have never come back.
Yes.
You know, one of those normal Wyoming town manatees.
Yeah. And last up, it's kind of like Kelly's with swimming, but a little bit more specific. It's playing mermaids.
Oh, playing mermaids in the pool.
You gotta play mermaids in the pool.
What is wrong with you?
It's just like, it's like when you go swimming as an adult, you know, you take a dip, maybe you're floating in a pool, whatever, you're laying on a raft. But when a kid is like, will you play with me? Or even me and my sisters.
So you don't dress up as a mermaid.
No, but you play mermaids.
Like as
you,
an adult?
Oh, I thought just as an like you were doing this by yourself, acting like a Make-A-Wish kid.
I mean, maybe.
You could play mermaids by yourself.
You could.
What do you do if you're pretending you're a mermaid?
My sisters and I always talked about, like, it's so fun and so refreshing in the summertime when you're out at the lake or you're in the pool and you just start playing and just, like, swimming like you did when you were a kid. You're not just sitting there just in the water just to relax.
Now I get
you're
it.
There to throw down and have a good time, and we're playing mermaids. We're gonna pretend that we are
like
mermaids and we have
I know,
little tails.
I don't like the mermaids.
Mermaids.
You guys haven't seen that video.
No.
It's funny.
No, but I don't like it.
My mom says you can come play mermaids if yours can come pick us up.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. So playing mermaids. That's honestly, I would have expected that to be on Tommy's list, so he's gonna be scratching one out.
Playing mermaids is fun.
See?
Yeah.
Tommy. Can you come up with three that are still left?
Yes, I have three and then an honorable mention.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So I have four.
Oh, all right. Always breaking the rules.
You know how it is. All right, number one, which is like the definitive summer experience, catching fireflies. Oh, love fireflies. I don't know why I did that.
Because you were imagining rubbing the glow on your crotch like that caller that day.
That's my little glow worm.
Okay, that was fun to do with the kids. Yeah,
yeah,
I remember
that
catching
was my
fireflies.
Yeah.
Wait, do you still do that?
I actually haven't. Fireflies are sadly kind of going out as is population is declining. But last year we had so many fireflies.
Is that a fact?
It is a fact. I wrote about it.
You wrote? Okay. All right. Yeah, right. I was going to say, I mean, I still have quite a lot. Yeah.
What if I search for it and the only article I can find that mentions it is yours?
Well, then that'd be a great source to ask about it.
That's one way to look at it.
No. Yeah. I love fireflies. I think they're so cool. And as a kid, we would always put them in jars, you know, which I felt terrible as I grew up because I realized we were killing them slowly overnight when you'd put them in a jar and use them as a nightlight.
We grew up calling them lightning bugs, which is funny.
Yeah, same thing, yeah.
Yeah, they're the same thing. But yeah, I don't think a insect has ever brought me more joy and sort of sadness as fireflies or lightning bugs when you hit one with a windshield and you're fascinated that it's still glowing
for
a while. But then also you go, he totally got smeared for that to happen. Yeah.
So to recap Tommy's list so far, take something beautiful and encage it in a jar.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Well said.
Yeah.
Number two. Slip and slides. Oh, they are so good. Mm-hmm. I love a good slip and slide. Like, they're fun as
you
a kid.
Bring one to Hot Wings Bonfire and see if he'll do it on his
wheelies.
Oh, that would be so cool.
Yeah.
They're, as an adult, if you do a slip and slide, usually they're bigger. You know, you get some soap, you put that on the whole thing, and you slide so fast. Oh, my goodness, that is the best.
I like those ones on Funniest Home Videos where they make it on the side of a hill, no one tests it, mm-hmm. and then their fat uncle goes down and flies over the landing area. Oh, that's my favorite.
Yeah.
Like, they completely missed it.
There was no math involved at all.
Our old intern and friend, Ben, did that at his house.
He did. It was awesome.
He dug, like, a little trench down
the woods.
Steep hill through his woods.
You know he only did that
in, like,
somebody...
tons of black Visqueen or whatever. And, my God, they were like, I never went down it, but I watched plenty of videos of him and other adults who were drinking to it. Mm-hmm. And it looked painful and hilarious. That's Ben.
You know he got those bags free.
Yeah, definitely. He didn't pay a dime for that.
Mile. Yeah.
And number three, Tommy.
Yeah, number three is going to the drive-in movie theater. I love going to the drive-in theater. It's fun because it's a double feature around here, but it's also just like a really nice experience to be outside. And
I wish they'd start them in the afternoon. It's just too late.
It's just too late. Yeah. Makes it
difficult. I haven't done a drive-in in years.
Yeah, me neither.
I think the last time I was at a drive-in was the first movie I ever saw, which I'm pretty sure was Benji. Like in 1977 or something. Well, because then they tore them all down for a while, or a lot of them. They
but
all
now
went
it's cool
defunct,
to have
and now like they're cool again. There's a handful of them
talking
floating around.
Benji, like the dog movie.
Yes,
that's so
no
funny.
Benji the porno. Tommy, it was like I said, it was like 1977. I was like 4.5 years old.
Oh yeah.
So yes, Benji the dog movie.
Yeah, I forgot.
That's actually what that was the full title of the movie. Benji the dog movie.
Yeah. Yeah. And then there was Benji Come Home.
People were dumb in the 70s. They had to say what the person was. Mm,
yep.
Yeah.
Well, I thought he was still old enough to watch silent movies, so my fault.
Well, the speaker was broken probably, so it was still silent.
It was pretty normal.
Yeah. Yeah. Bad audio fidelity back then.
Tommy, what's your honorable mention?
Tetherball.
What?
Tetherball is the best summer activity because you can get so aggressive playing tetherball. And I have so many matches that just go on and on. I love tetherball. We used to have one of the
best. Can you play alone?
You can play alone or with a friend. That's the best part.
Left hand, right hand.
Yeah, exactly.
Left hand, right hand. Today, it's Tommy versus the stranger. Left hand's going to get two good ones in. Now, right hand.
That was pretty good.
Tetherball.
Obviously, my list was best, but everybody else did a great job.
Yeah, mine was best, too.
Kelly, was yours best?
I think mine was pretty freaking good.
Steve?
Yeah, mine was great.
I'm proud of mine.
I liked Maitland's.
Thank you.
Yeah. Great job, everyone.
Yeah.